This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shop.freetalklive.com. It is just an easy link where we've got some major retailers there that we have affiliate agreements with. The shopping you would normally do, you can do, get the same prices, get the same service you'd normally get, simply by going through shop.freetalklive.com, add an extra click to your experience, and Free Talk Live gets a bonus. And it adds up to a sizable amount for us. And that's, you know, we have to kind of, we have to spread out our risk as far as, you know, Free Talk Live and advertisers go. The fact is, many advertisers won't touch Free Talk Live with a 10-foot pole. And we have ideas on this program that are far off the mainstream. And advertisers, they want that banal, boring, middle-of-the-road, toe-the-line stuff. A lot of them have left talk radio generally and gone for sports radio. Of course, now we're seeing a lot of meltdowns in the sports radio world where, you know, people get called dirty names and stuff like that. And, you know, there's just no safe place for these advertisers because apparently opinions can upset some people. That's what it comes down to, is opinions are upsetting. And, you know, here on Free Talk Live, we've got opinions just like everybody else. So it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Derek J.
Now, Derek J., you had an incident today that we were talking about just briefly about, well, some guy who had assaulted an activist that was doing some chalking here, was up in a court case. You had sort of filmed him to see whether, you know, it looked like he was going to do something the judge had ordered him not to do, like moments after he had ordered him not to do it. And you just, you know, you're a newsman, and you're going to get some news, and the guy didn't like it. He said, you can't film me and my baby, or whatever. And so he used the child as kind of a way not to get filmed here. And then an assault occurred. So
yeah.
Can you tell us real quick what happened in the first assault?
Yes. So during the first assault, this man came over to me.
Now, this is one of the entourage that was following this guy, sort of showed up.
Yes, well, this man pulled up out of nowhere in the middle of the road and stopped his car in the street to make some verbal threats at me. Something about, if I film his grandson, I'm going to have a problem, but I couldn't really make out what he was saying. And then the assaultive man who was just in court said, and that could happen. And I'm like, well, what could happen? I didn't quite hear this guy. So I tried to get a little closer, but I was blocked from doing so. And then I was completely surrounded within just a couple of seconds by this throng of people.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I don't want to exaggerate six. I mean, that feels like a surrounding situation.
Yeah, there were six people. And one of them had,
kid, cute as a button.
Yeah, the kid was so cute. And it's a shame that the person who I presume to be his mother was so angry and violent
with her
words.
She was so upset and so sort of out of her normal space that instead of sort of cussing at you, she cussed about her kid. Don't film my effing kid! You know, like,
yeah.
It's just like, so, like, who would say that about
the didn't seem very motherly.
It's funny that she did the stereotypical camera thing, too, that she ran, don't film my kid. Let me bring my kid towards your camera. I'm closer and closer and closer. So you're only filming my kid. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
I don't know, because I asked her right after she yelled at me for filming her kid. I said, Miss, who brought the kid on camera? And, you know, the answer is her. I was walking away. Right. The kid was not on camera until she walked into it.
The idea in their minds is sort of the kid's a talisman, like a garlic or a cross or
right.
whatever. And you somehow have to react to
this. Well, I think what it is that they're trying to, like, oh, I bet we can get him. We can get him by bringing the kid out, and then they won't be able to film us. And we'll use our children in such a way as to prevent the filming. And that's just despicable.
Like, what was going to happen
that's
if
really
you had
gross.
Turned off this camera? Because
I don't know.
You got two assaults on this.
Right. So I don't know what would have happened, because while I was speaking with this young woman and trying to hear and video what was going on around me, the man from the car had apparently parked, gotten out, and walked towards me. I didn't see him before he got just inches from my face. And
because also didn't want to be on camera, right?
Right. And I turned the video camera around and in that to film him. And in that moment, he knocked it off of the tripod and onto the ground. And once it was on the ground, a man named Justin Paquette, who I've blogged about on freekeen.com in the past, he stepped on the camera so that I couldn't retrieve it. You know, I was planning to pick it back up and keep recording because, you know, now I've been assaulted. I need that camera for my protection. But he was keeping me from it, so I did the smart thing and pulled out my phone, pushed the Bambuser button, and immediately I was recording and live streaming to the internet.
How long do you think it was between recordings? Because I saw both of these videos, and it didn't seem like there was long between them.
5 seconds.
Wow!
I would say it was about 5 seconds before I was recording.
You are a gunslinger. That is awesome.
I've practiced, and I have... yeah, that's right. I have my Bambuser app right on the front screen on my phone, and I've practiced pulling it out to see how quickly can I be live streaming to the internet in an emergency situation. You could tell that the young lady who had the child was pretty upset by this because she, at the very beginning of the live stream video, says, "Really? Like, I thought I had just destroyed your technology, but the technology lives." She gets so upset because she can't imagine a world where a person could have a second video camera. I mean, could you imagine?
And this is incredibly valuable because the one video sort of doesn't show, it doesn't give a full picture, like, the, you know, just sort of bump, you know, like the camera goes off.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have that second one and you're sort of able to dialogue about what occurred moments ago, mm-hmm. and then you know, get another video of what then occurs after that, the second assault, and I want to hear about that in a second, you're able to sort of tie it together because the one video is useless in and of itself. The second video isn't that useful either. But when they're stuck together, it's really a lot of evidence of what happened. And frankly, I think, I think cameras are valuable even beyond filming government bureaucrats, but filming individuals, because the whole demeanor here changes. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, the demeanor changes when people are on video. I believe that people should be on their best behavior when they're being recorded.
One would hope.
But others seem to sink into their worst behavior, like these individuals. Well, I never felt more endangered as when both cameras were disarmed. That happened when I pulled out this live streaming app and began doing a selfie-style recording, saying, "Here I am, this man just knocked the camera off of the tripod, this man was keeping the camera from me," and as I'm recording the second man, he says, "Get that effing camera out of my effing face."
Yeah.
And he grabs at it, swipes at it a couple times, and then is able to dislodge it from my hand, and he hands the phone over to James Michael Phillips, the man who's just been arraigned.
The original assaulter.
The original assaulter who just moments ago was in court for an arraignment for assault. Now, implicating him in the crime of James Michael Phillips then tossing the phone to me, you know, in a way that a bully would do, like, "Oh, here's your phone back," but he's really tossing it at my feet on the sidewalk while it splits open into pieces.
Mm.
That's what happened. So, you know, now my camera and my cell phone are both on the ground in pieces, and here comes the Keene police, who are arriving because this gang called them. So I'm saying, okay, they'll tell them their story. They immediately rush to the police and complain, "He's been filming us! He was filming a minor! He was filming a child!" And the officer, who knows me, says, "Hi, Derek. Yeah, unfortunately, he's allowed to record you. You're in public.
Right.
He's allowed to record your child, too. Yeah, I get it. You don't want stalkers. You don't want crazy people following you and drooling while they're recording your child. But that's not what's happening here. This guy is across the street. You advance towards him. He's got every right to record you." And then he came over and got my side of the story. And I think it's pretty clear from the video exactly what transpired. I got a couple of shots of the police arriving, the police there, and the local business owner, who James Michael Phillips was not allowed to talk to, is in one of those pictures. So hopefully all of those will surface. They're on freekeen.com if people want the full article, or at derekj.me.
And this citizen journalism is, I think it's immensely valuable for society, a civilized society, because the cops can't be everywhere. The big time journalists can't be everywhere, and you got to be able to shine a light on bad behavior if you want it to stop. I don't want bad things to happen to these people. I want them to apologize, to cease the bad behavior, and Start acting like grown-ups.
I think Free Keen should come up with and annually award the award for the most classy behavior.
Like a satirical?
Yes.
Sarcastic? There you go. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
And Johnson.
Derek J. has run off after he's told us his story, so we wish him the best. He's had a long day, and I can certainly understand why he might want to get a nap or go relax. 855-453. That's the ProXPN call-in line. And if you value your online privacy, you need ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth from your computer, even before it gets to your ISP. You know, ISPs keep records of every site you visit and every search you make for going on at least 6 months and in some cases up to 5 years. Those records can be obtained by anyone with a court order, so don't be surprised if at some point it becomes normal. For, say, part of a job interview, they want to look at your internet history from the last 6 months. You know, this is how it is with credit ratings now. When I was looking for jobs, no one ever asked me what my credit rating was. Without a service like ProXPN, everything you do online is tracked back to you, from downloading movies and music to every single web page you go to. With ProXPN, you simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux, though the setup's a little different for Linux, and then just connect to the Internet, and you're protected. No one can track you or spy on you, and one account works for all your devices simultaneously. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go through proxpn.com/FTL, use the promo code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off of the price of their premium account, which you get if you get the annual plan, adds up to about $5 a month. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world to access from, and the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites. And this is important. ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get all of this with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 and get the security and privacy you've got a right to. ProXPN.com/FTL. Let's go to Robert. I don't know where Robert's calling in from. Listening online. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Johnson. How you doing?
Hey, doing all right.
All right. It's too bad I see that Derek left, but my question is, you know, I understand about, you know, how accountability works. You know, I mean, especially when it comes to the police.
Sure.
But, you know, why wouldn't that same thing apply with the public? If somebody, you know, like such as what's happened today, where, you know, where Derek was, you know, the guy grabbed him, and it's not the first time that this has happened. Why would you not want to at least somehow hold this guy accountable?
Me? Or...
Oh, no, Derek is what I meant.
Oh, I think Derek's going to hold this guy accountable. He's still been sort of discussing what his plans are, but, you know, the liberty movement, the ideas of liberty include peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. And these people need to be responsible for their acts. Now, I don't think that necessarily...
They don't want to be responsible, they don't want to be peaceful, and they don't want to be held accountable, that's for sure.
Right. I think that there's better ways to hold them accountable than, say, running it through the judicial system, but what are those ways? And so, I mean, I think that... You know, what I would like to see from these people is a heartfelt apology, which, of course, is difficult to know whether an apology is heartfelt or not. Somebody could just say the words. Recompense for broken items. And, you know, I mean, I promise not to do this sort of thing again.
Well, yeah, one would hope that would happen. But, I mean, I'm thinking that's kind of unrealistic at this point. But
what, an apology?
I guess I would recommend... I mean, and I'm just a knucklehead off the street. That you know, maybe you need to have one person there doing some filming. Maybe you need to have a couple, two or three other people there doing some filming. You know, just you know, for the protection, because I think that had to have been scary when Derek had lost, you know, his phone, and then now it becomes his word against their word. You know what I mean?
Indeed. Oh yeah, this is a horrifying situation because anything could have happened after that second phone, you know, got broken. The second camera got broken, and you're kind of sort of left wondering what had what would have happened if these people hadn't called the police, because there's no record. It's just a he said she said situation.
I'm wondering what would have happened if Channel 9 was there. Would they have, would Raphael had done that, or if it was a Boston station or something? I'm thinking probably not, but.
Yeah, I don't know. People can go find out more at freekeen.com if they want to take a look and see what what happened with Derek J today. It's freekeen.com. Robert, I do appreciate the call. Thank you so much. It's unfortunate, right? Like this is the lashback. This is the Gandhi quote. You know, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. I haven't seen. I guess I've seen some winning, but I think we're full on in stage three here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I just think more people need to be for sure, because this seems to be the thing that gets them most riled up is the filming. They don't want to be filmed. A lot of these people really don't want to be filmed, and the education's got to get out there. I mean, it's got to be made more public, and more people have to be aware, hey, you're in public, and if you're doing things in public, you do not have an expectation of privacy when you are not on private property. Period. Period.
Period.
Get over it. You don't have that expectation of privacy. If you are out in public, you can be filmed. You will be filmed by the government. You will be filmed by other people. You will be filmed by security cameras in stores. You are being filmed if you are in public. It's happening.
And it's interesting. It's the people holding the cameras that seem to be the biggest problem. It's not that, cameras can be anywhere.
Right.
You don't know. I mean, at this point, have you heard people's glasses.
Have you heard of it? Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I was going to bring up, is have you heard any of the stories that have gone on around Google Glass? I mean, people have been attacked in bars because they've been wearing this Google Glass. So,
indeed.
You know, it's just, people with cameras in general. And really, how much of a moron do you have to be to not have a problem with the cameras being placed all over the place by the government, but have a problem with private people carrying them? How stupid do you have to be? When the government has the cameras, they're the biggest problem. Don't you get it?
Well, people have the biggest problem with folks holding cameras. And I think it's the biggest problem mostly with people holding a camera up as opposed to having it in their glasses, they're holding it with their hand. But, I mean, we have seen some crazy incidences with Google Glass out there.
Right.
And I guess it's just vanity, personal vanity. Oh, they're trying to do something terrible with me. People don't care about you, man.
Yeah.
If you just go along the street, you're just background noise.
I mean, I can understand if people are following you onto your private property or trying to follow you into a restroom or something like that, then it starts to get a little weird, I guess. But if you're out in public, shut up. You're wrong.
Outside? You're wandering around outside? It's like these people that had a problem with Google going around, taking their trucks around.
Oh, you're my God.
You caught me in one of your pictures. Ridiculous. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Are we ever going to get past this? 855-450-FREE.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You could use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. It's a live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Johnson.
You can call in whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. I want to talk about My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is sort of a natural, all-natural teeth whitening and mouth cleansing powder. So it's called My Magic Mud because it is black as midnight. And you dip your toothbrush in it and you get this powder and you know, just 2 minutes, you'll see a difference in whitening in the first application. Now, this isn't whitening like chemical whitening. This is getting all the stains off of your teeth whitening. And it is enormously effective. Interestingly, it's not as abrasive as even baking soda or, you know, toothpaste. It doesn't have that the grit that one might expect because it says, you know, it's getting the stains off. You think it's grit. No, actually it's not. But it's very effective. You can go watch a video from biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole at mymagicmud.com. It was created by Jessica Armand, a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. And she's done a great job with this, and people are clamoring for it. It's a great, it's very effective. And what I love about it is my mouth feels cleaner than it's ever felt before. I will never do without My Magic Mud from MyMagicMud.com again, because when it gets in, it removes the plaque, detoxifies the mouth of that bacteria that cause cavities. And my teeth are always just sort of that clean feeling when you're brushing.
Is it made from charcoal or is it something else?
It is charcoalized coconut husks.
Oh, interesting.
And bentonite clay. So this is the coconut husks are what they use in the best charcoal filters.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the stuff that goes through water that the charcoal grabs,
right,
and kind of moves out. It does the same stuff with the bacteria and bad stuff in your mouth.
Right.
Just grabs it and gets it out of there. So your mouth is significantly cleaner. If the bacteria aren't in there, they can't eat your teeth, holes in your teeth. This is why it's an incredibly effective mouth cleanser. Go check it out. Please, take my word for it. I couldn't be more adamant. My Magic Mud is awesome. MyMagicMud.com. So I guess we're on sort of a jag about kids here, and this is from RawStory.com from a couple of days ago by Arturo Garcia. Cops accuse Florida woman of neglect for letting her seven-year-old son walk to the park alone. Police in Port St. Lucie, Florida, arrested a local woman and charged her with child neglect for allowing her seven-year-old son to walk to a park on his own. This is reported by WPTV. My own bondsman, I guess that's the guy who bailed her out, said my parents would have been in jail every day, Nicole Gainey was quoted as saying, adding that she paid a bond of nearly $4,000 before being released from jail. Gainey's arrest this past Saturday afternoon. This isn't even an ROR situation. She's not even releasing this woman on her own recognizance.
Right.
She's so dangerous, she's got to give them $4,000 to get out of jail. She was allegedly precipitated by an encounter between her son, Dominic, and someone at a local public pool. The boy was walking past the facility at the time on the way to a Sportsman Park about a half a mile from his home, carrying a cell phone that his mother gave him and to allow her to check up on him. They asked me a couple of questions, and I got scared, so I ran off to the park, and they called the cops, said Dominic. So I guess he was going by the pool, and somebody said, "Hey, little boy, what are you doing?" This is just me guessing here. "Where are you going? You're too young to be out by yourself." And he got a little scared of the line of questioning, and he ran off and went to the park. Sometime later, an unidentified officer approached the boy in the park, at which point he took him back to his home and arrested the elder Gainey. This is the mother. According to PTV, her arrest report noted the officer's argument that numerous sex offenders reside in the vicinity of the park. He just basically kept going over, there's pedophiles and this and that, and basically the park wasn't safe and he shouldn't be there alone, Nicole Gainey said. PTV, now this sounds like a failing of the police,
right?
Mind you.
Right.
PTV reported that the Port St. Lucie County State's Attorney Office assesses the types of encounters on a case-by-case basis, since there's no legal age requirements for allowing children to walk alone. Now, first off, should she have been arrested? Because if the officer's claim is there's, I need to arrest you because there are pedophiles in the area, well, then that's information she may or may not have had. Is she an unfit parent because she didn't know that there are, he's giving her new information. I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether I think that that's a good idea or not, that her kid walks back and forth to the park. I mean, I think that generally he should be able to do that regardless of who's around.
I know when I was like 14 years old, I went to New York City by myself. So
14, I was at 6 years old. I was riding my bike to the next street over where my friend lived.
Yeah, I was doing tons of that stuff, but I was.
This is what's going on here.
Rural Connecticut. I mean.
This was suburban Bradenton,
yeah.
Florida. Bradentucky, home of the heroin needle. I mean, good Lord. Watch PTV's report here.
I've got other news. I don't mean to interrupt this, but I have other news. There was another recent story. I don't know if you've heard about. Did you hear about the in Bradenton? Like, this is really recent news. The couple that was caught just having sex on the beach.
Yes, there was a video recording. Just having sex.
Bradentucky.
We love our Bradenton listeners. They can't say anything to me. I grew up there.
That's why FARC has a Florida tag.
In a similar incident in South Carolina earlier this month, McDonald's employee Deborah Harrell was reportedly fired from her job and separated from her 9-year-old child by the state after being arrested for letting the child play alone at a park with her own cell phone for security purposes. Harrell was allowed to work following a misunderstanding with the company that reunited her with her child. I mean, where is this age? I mean, this needs to be codified in law. If you're going to arrest people for child endangerment, you need to say, well, you know, they need to be this age to walk this far by themselves on a road unattended, because this child's 7. I would be my child's 6. I don't know what kind of growth Jack's going to go through in the next year, but I got to say, I would be uncomfortable with letting my son, my 6-year-old son, right now, just wander a side of a road by himself. I would.
Right.
But that's a different parenting choice than what this woman made.
Right.
And I don't know. I think to some extent we have to be left to do make the parenting choices we would make in order to see what the results are. Well, how else are we going to see what the results are?
Right.
Now, what I would let my son do is walk to the neighbor's house, which is through the woods from my house. Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to show you the path, and then you can go over there at the end of at school when school's out and play and that kind of thing. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I guess it's the cars that concern me on the side of the road. But I'm sure Jack would get along on a sidewalk just fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This woman, who should be telling her how she can raise her 7-year-old? I guess.
No one. I mean, really, it's. I'm just thinking back to my own childhood where I definitely was able to walk up and down the street, ride my bike, whatnot, big wheel, whatever you want, you know, whatever it was at whatever particular age. I did have one, I think, incident, like sometime around Halloween, where I did almost get whacked by a car, but, you know, it didn't happen, you know? It's like there's so much stuff that our generation as kids, you know, we had lawn darts, you know, we were allowed to play outside, you know?
Till the streetlights came on, and sometimes we'd push it past that.
Right. I mean,
out in forts where it looked like homeless people lived at some point.
Yep.
If that's where we found the pornographic magazines.
You know, you could play baseball without helmets. You know, you could ride a bike without a helmet.
I mean, and somehow this whole generation that you're going to... I'm 43. I'm sure that the similar experiences happened to most people in my generation. Probably most people that were older than me, too. Are we that messed up? Is it so ridiculous that this 7-year-old should be able to walk to the park? What do you think? If you think that this is an appropriate response... arresting this woman by the Port St. Lucie authorities, please give me a call. 855-450-3733. I want to know. I want to understand. 855-453 Free Talk Live. Or LRM.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the freeze-dry guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Johnson.
We have been talking about, well, in child neglect in this case. This is a situation in Port St. Lucie. It's similar to some that have gone on around the United States, but this is Port St. Lucie in Florida, where a woman allowed her 7-year-old to walk about a half a mile to the park with, she gave him a cell phone so that she could check up on him. And somebody thought that this was unacceptable, called it in to the police. The police came, arrested her because the police officer kept saying there's pedophiles in the area, which of course, you know, she wouldn't necessarily have known. Now this wasn't even a release on the own recognizance situation. She had to pay $4,000 in bond just to get out. And I'm beginning to wonder, are we parents at all anymore? Do we get to make decisions at all about our kids? Or is it just the government? We're proxies for the government raising the kids the way they say. Now, there's no law that says how old a kid can be to go to the park by themselves or anything like that. Maybe there will be next week. Who knows? We've talked a lot about Bitcoin.
Should your kids be allowed to buy Bitcoin?
Should children be allowed to buy Bitcoin?
And if they are going to buy Bitcoin, where are they going to get it from?
They're
going to
get it from ExpressCoin.com because it is really the best choice for buying Bitcoins or several cryptocurrencies, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin. Whatever it is that, sort of cryptocurrency you're looking to get, ExpressCoin.com is the place to do it. It's easy, fast, completely legal. They're licensed money services business, inexpensive. As a matter of fact, if you use coupon code FTL, you can get up to $40 of cryptocurrency at no fee. So that way you can try it out, see what it's like. You know, the prices have been fluctuating. Some people made a bunch of money on Bitcoin today. I haven't been watching the prices of the other cryptocurrencies, but some people made some good money buying and selling Bitcoin today. And a lot of people are doing, you know, sort of doing commodity trading with it. But you can buy things on hundreds, if not thousands, of websites at this point. Many major stores, you can go and buy gift cards through gift.com or negifter.com. It's amazing Bitcoin is becoming a real, it's growing into being a real currency. And you can get yours by going to expresscoin.com. Do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at expresscoin.com. Yes, you can do it in Canada. And you can go to a local credit union in your town that has shared branching. Deposit money there within a business day. You'll have your cryptocurrency. Use coupon code FTL. Get up to $40 of cryptocurrency at no fee at expresscoin.com. This situation with this woman, I think is, I don't know. I think it's scary that this lady is being arrested. I assume that her child is, that she has some, I mean, has her child been taken from her, or are they just going to arrest her? I don't know. They don't say that specifically. Maybe the
is
dad.
Is there another parent? Yeah, is there another parent in the picture would be the next question.
Maybe that's the situation. I don't know. What age should a child be able to walk to the park? If it's not seven, and seven is kind of a, I think there's a lot of difference between developmentally between a kid who's turned seven and a kid who's about to turn eight.
Right.
Every year it gets less and less over time, but there's a big difference even in my son from six to six and a half. He's not even quite six and a half. So 5 months of development in his 6 years. I guess that's his seventh year, actually, when he turns six is the end of his sixth year. Okay. Anyway, but, you know, there's a lot of development that goes on. I don't know how old this child is, but should an eight-year-old be able to walk to the park? Should a nine-year-old be able to walk to the park? There's a situation in South Carolina where a woman, because she didn't have any money for daycare, would let her nine-year-old stay at the park all day with a cell phone just to kind of monitor. I think it really depends on the kid. Some kids, I think they have a lot of control, and they, you know, they know where they're at and what's going on. I think other kids less so.
You know, I was having a thought about this the other day. I was thinking I'd like to do, I don't know, some kind of graphic or something like this. But one thing that strikes me is I find that, especially, you know, amongst kids and whatnot, when you're a certain age, that I guess where this comes from is I had a particular sort of traumatic high school experience. My high school was a very bizarre boarding school. That was for character education, but I won't get into the.
What's that mean?
Yeah, I won't get into. I don't want to get into the details of the, you know, why the school was awful. But needless to say, that took place, you know, from, it's my high school year, so, you know, I think from 14 years old to 18 years old. And when you think about that as a percentage of your life at the time, when you're starting at 14 years old, 4 years, that's like a, you know, like almost 33% of your life that up to that point, or, you know, getting up to 18. Yeah, you know, it's almost, it's like, you know, at least like a quarter of your life at that point.
More so.
So when you think about the impact on your memories at the time, how huge that is. And I feel like this is probably true for most people. I would think that even, you know, even as you get to be considerably past high school, that you still probably have a large amount of percentage of your memories where you can still remember things that happened in high school. Because at that point in your life, it was such a large percentage of your lifespan that that happened. And so it has like this sort of distorted impact on your life, total life memories. Like, those 4 years matter to me in terms of memories, and a lot has happened to me in the past 4 years, but I would still say that the 4 years that I experienced in high school have a much larger life impact in terms of my total memory. It's like a distorted view of the world.
I don't think that has to do with just memory. I think that has to do with sort of what's going on, your age, the you know, the people you're basically in day prison with. In your case, it was, you know, real prison.
Right.
You know, the impacts of, you're essentially tossed into a situation. You have these traumatic experiences over again. And Hollywood and the media tells us over and over again that high school is really important. There's all kinds of movies about high school. There's fewer about college, but many, many, many about high school.
But I think also it's to a certain extent true of college as well. And I feel like earlier life memories seem to have a larger impact. And it seems like more and more as time is going on, and I think everybody kind of experiences this, where time seems to speed up and time seems to pass more quickly. And I have a feeling that that has to do with the fact that each moment, as you get older, each passing moment is a smaller percentage of your life.
Let's go to Dave calling in from St. George, Utah. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. You know, I think this poor mother who was arrested in Florida, I think the scary part for me is it sounds as if this police officer just arbitrarily made a decision that there's too many pedophiles in that neighborhood for the kid to walk a half mile to the park.
Especially in Florida, where people are arrested all the time, there's pedophiles in every neighborhood.
Yeah, but you can see a half mile. It's not that far, right? You know, you say a half mile. But if you go out and mark off a half mile, you could see that kid from your front porch.
Yeah, if it was a straight shot. Yep.
Well, if you look on the map, it is a straight shot. That neighborhood's all square blocks. There's a Lutheran church across the street from the park. Apparently, there's a public swimming pool near there where there were lifeguards that scared the kid off to begin with. And how would this woman be expected to know what this police officer apparently knows, is that there's a pedophile in every other house as the kid walks down the street?
Aren't there, like, maps of being able to find the pedophiles?
I just looked one up.
I tried to look one up for that area, and I couldn't find one.
Just found one. And, guys, how many sexual predators do you think that there are in Port St. Lucie, Florida?
I would imagine dozens.
23.
Two
in Port St. Lucie?
Two.
Well,
I've got the map here.
The woman should be locked up for life, then.
There's all of two.
And we don't even know what these people have been charged with specifically because,
they've been dating his girlfriend in high school that he was 19 and she was 16.
I've certainly heard those stories in the past. I don't know how much. I don't know. I don't know what the specifics are of every
circumstance.
There's
a lot where I live here in Utah.
Yep, it's
parents get upset that their 15-year-old is dating an 18 or 19-year-old, and the next thing you know, the kid's slapped as a sexual predator the rest of his life.
Yep, parents aren't going to like it. Generally, aren't going to like it when the little girl is having sex with anyone, but they can do something about it if that person is above a certain age, and oftentimes they do. Dave, thank you for the call.
The police officer is way off the mark.
Yep, I think that you're absolutely right. This is a judgment call. He could have let this lady go with a warning, and he chose not to. So you're absolutely right.
He should have warned her about the two pedophiles in town.
I don't know that number. I'd like to hear more on it. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.